Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the spiritual fruit of joy, the force of joy in your life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God wants the joy of the Lord developed in you. You know, Jesus is the one who has gotten the oil of gladness that he was anointed with when he was exalted and enthroned at the right hand of the Father. The Bible says that God gives us the oil of joy for mourning in Isaiah 61:3. The Bible talks about in John 15:11, he says that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Your joy gets full as you do what the Word says to produce this, the spiritual force of joy developing in your life. John 16:22, he said your heart's going to rejoice and your joy no man taketh from you. Nobody can ever take it from you. You have to let someone take it from you. And the only person that can take it from you is your spiritual enemy. And who's that? It's the devil. If you give place to the devil, he can steal the joy out of your heart. That's why you've got to learn to develop the spiritual force of joy. Joy is not a feeling. It is a spiritual force. It is an inner joy within. There is quite a difference between joy and happiness. Joy is a spiritual force to be operating in your life continually, abounding in you. Happiness is based on circumstances, based on the way things are going, whether you have a good day or a bad day or what. But you can have the joy of the Lord regardless of circumstances, and God wants this spiritual force of joy developed in you. The Greek word for joy means to rejoice, to have this gladness, and to be cheerful. We're talking about this spiritual force coming from within. This is the fruit of your recreated, born-again spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Who's supposed to be doing the rejoicing? Who can have the fruit of joy? It's the righteous. If you've been born again, you have been made righteous. The righteous sing and rejoice. We're glad and we rejoice. We shout for joy. We praise Him. We worship Him with a voice of rejoicing. The Bible says, my mouth shall praise Him with joyful lips. This is why you need to have praise and worship coming out of your mouth continually. My lips shall greatly rejoice. Not just a little bit. God wants a great rejoicing coming forth out of you. Psalms 89:15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. The joyful sound is rejoicing and laughter and praising and thanksgiving coming out of your mouth. It says they walk in light of your countenance. You'll walk in the light of His countenance. You will walk in the light of the countenance of God because you'll be abiding in His presence. If you're rejoicing the Lord, the presence of God is going to be manifest in you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, you have been commanded to joy. Rejoice evermore. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, it's a command, not an option, not a suggestion, a command that you need to receive as the rule and authority of your life. Now, as you learn to rejoice in the Lord, you're going to see that you're going to have the joy of the Lord developing in you. Now, what brings joy and rejoicing to you? Psalms 19:18 talks about how the statutes of the Lord, they cause a rejoicing of the heart. Psalms 119:111 talks about the testimonies of the Word. They are the rejoicing of your heart. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Get the Word in you. When the words are found, because you've sought after, you seek after the truth of the Word, you spend time in it, you find the Word, you eat it, that means you take it within you, and it is the joy and rejoicing of your heart. Isaiah 51:3, when all the waste places in the wilderness and the desert are turned around into the places of like Eden or the Garden of God, then the Bible says joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Otherwise, when there's fruit coming forth in your life in all these areas of the Word of God, then you're going to have joy and gladness. You'll never have any more of the joy and gladness than the level of fruit in your life. Isaiah 51 verse 11, the redeemed of the Lord return cometh singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God. The redeemed of the Lord, that's us. We've been redeemed. If you have been blood bought by the blood of Jesus and you've received Him as your personal Lord and Savior, now you have redemptive rights and you are to come unto Zion. Every believer is to ascend unto Mount Zion, which is holiness and walking in righteousness and receiving deliverance and taking authority over the enemy to come to that place. And when you do that, everlasting joy shall be upon your head, and you shall obtain gladness and joy. And praise God, sorrow and mourning is going to flee away from you. Notice, you're going to obtain this gladness and joy. And this is an everlasting joy that shall abide in you. Isaiah 56, 7, it says that He's going to bring us to His holy mountain, and He's going to make us joyful in His house of prayer. As you learn to pray, and as you're a person of prayer, you're going to have joy. People that pray a lot, that learn how to pray effectively and accurately, they have the fruit of joy in their life. Another principle, the things that bring joy and rejoicing developed in you, is when you are meek. Isaiah chapter 29 verse 19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. What does meekness do? Meekness means a teachableness, a lowliness or humbleness, and a yieldedness unto the Lord. As you learn to yield your members unto the Lord, as you learn to be teachable and humble yourself, then you are going to increase in the joy of the Lord because you are yielding unto Him and to His work in your life. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7, we saw the scripture where it says, for shame you have double in confusion, you rejoice in their portion, and it says you're going to possess the double recompense. God is going to bring it back to you double. He'll repay you back and cause you to possess the double recompense. And what happens when you have this happening? Everlasting joy shall be unto you. Hallelujah. We're going to have the joy of the Lord because we're going to possess the promises of God. We're going to overcome everything. All the shame, all the confusion, all the destruction the enemy's brought in our life. Isaiah 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Why? He's clothed you with the garments of salvation. He's given you the robe of righteousness. He's given you all the garments of God and the armor of God. You put the word of God on you and you walk in the light of it. You greatly rejoice, and your soul, your will, intellect, emotion is to be joyful in your God. Notice it says, I will greatly rejoice. It is at the point of your will. You've got to choose to rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 16 verse 11. The Bible says, He'll show you the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. As you learn to get in the presence of God through praising Him, worshiping Him, praying in the Word, this is also going to produce joy, and it will develop the fullness of joy in your life. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I'll tell you, when you're in the presence of God, the blessings of God, the presence of God are going to be poured out upon you, and there will be fullness of joy. In Psalms 51, verse 9 there through 12, the Bible says, hide thy face from my sins, blot out mine iniquities, create in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast not away from thy presence, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now, from a New Testament standpoint, we realize the fact that God's not going to take His Holy Spirit from us. He's come to dwell on the inside of us now. At the same time, we can have a wrong attitude within us. We can have a wrong heart. We can be walking in the ways of sin. We need to confess our sin, receive forgiveness and cleansing. We need to repent and turn and get our heart right before God and walk in the presence of God. And as we do that, what happens? The Bible says He restores unto us the joy of our salvation. This speaks of the fact that in the measure that restoration has occurred in your life is the measure of the joy of your salvation being restored. This means that if you are all kind of away from God, or you're not on fire for God the way you should, as you are restored back to the way God wants you to be, it will restore your joy. Anytime you've drawn back from walking in His ways, then you won't have the joy of the Lord. The Lord wants this joy in you. It comes as restoration is working in your life. Praise God. Over in Psalms 85, verse 6, the Bible says, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? As revival comes in your life, it will bring a rejoicing in you. Let God bring His reviving in you. That's breathing His life into you, which comes from His Word and His presence as you're spending time with Him. You know the reason why so many people don't have this in them today is because they've let the world get into them. They're hooked into the things of the world. They're under all the pressures of the world. They've allowed themselves to listen to so many things of the world through TV, movies, and all this negative stuff that they're around. They have allowed the life of God to be stolen out of them. As you bring revival, see revival come in your life, as you're a hearer and a doer of the Word, you're going to see the rejoicing come forth in your heart. In Psalms 126, verse 2, on through 6, the Bible says our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue was singing. Why? Because the Lord has done great things and we're glad. What did the Lord do in verse 4? It said He turned again our captivity. Hallelujah. They were sowing in tears, that's tears of intercession, and they were reaping in joy. This shows that when you get into spiritual warfare and you start doing what God wants you to do, you're going to reap in joy. You're going to have the laughter. You're going to have the rejoicing when God turns your captivity. And the way He turns your captivity is because you get into spiritual warfare. You learn to take authority over the enemy. You learn to take dominion and drive out the enemies out of your life. You intercede and cast them down. You cast them out and see yourself liberated from every bondage of the enemy. The Bible says as we go forth and as we are interceding, then we're going to come again with rejoicing. Praise God. We're going to bring forth the victory, the spoils of having overcome the enemy in our life. Over in Esther chapter 9, verse 22, here's the situation when the Jews rested from their enemies. And then when they had done that, their sorrow was turned to joy. And from morning unto a good day. And praise God, they had feasting, they had joy, they were blessed. They had abundance. When you have seen the enemies be destroyed, and you have rest from your enemies, that also brings forth the joy of the Lord in your life. You need to take authority over the enemies. You need to take dominion over what Satan's done in your life, and drive them out. When you get the victory, you get the enemies put underfoot, you will see the joy of the Lord be abounding in you. If you aren't right with God, get right with God. Get yourself in the Word. Get yourself restored. Get yourself revived again through doing the Word. Let the Lord turn your captivity and give you rest, and the joy of the Lord will come forth in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I